Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back here on Sports Talk, joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle. That's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Jason, thanks so much for the time today, man. How you doing?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Big news around here, obviously, on Saturday, the day before Mother's Day, we get word before we're, you know, getting ready to go out to Saints rookie minicamp. Boom. The press release comes out that Derek Carr retiring. Just wondering how you took the story coming out. And, you know, do you think that this is the last we see of Carr? Because it feels like it could be something where down the line this guy ends up back in the mix.
Yeah, I think it's the last we see of Derek Carr in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now, whether he decides he wants to unretire and, you know, would they still have the rights to him and can you, you know, finagle a trade or what have you, something down the road like that wouldn't shock me. But, I mean, his season was in jeopardy for quite some time, and I don't think that they're necessarily in love with him anymore, and he's not necessarily in love with that situation. And if he does want to play again, I don't know how many bites at the apple he has left, and he has been a guy who's dealt with a lot of injuries, and that's not necessarily the greatest roster in the world, right? I mean, this is very much a rebuilding team, and as much as Mickey Loomis has seemingly fought tooth and nail and really, you know, cap dollar over cap dollar over cap dollar, to keep them from being in a year in which it would, you know, and that division's been so bad, right, that you can always kind of convince yourself you're in it. But this is starting to very much look and feel like one of those, you know, taking major steps back to reset yourself for the future. And I suspect that 10 months from now or 9 months from now, whenever the pre-draft season heats up for the 2026 draft, you're going to be hearing a whole lot about the Saints and maybe taking a quarterback, you know, real, real high in this draft.
Jason, kind of building upon your point there, like, the Saints used all 9 of their draft picks that they entered 2025 with. And there was a stat out there that Mickey Loomis had done 27, I think, straight trade-ups, moving on from future assets to potentially move up in the draft and grab some guys like, oh, we're one piece away from in this spot, we're one piece away in this spot. The fact that they used all 9 of their draft picks, kind of refreshing this roster with rookie talent, but then also not moving on from any of their draft assets next year, I think it kind of builds on your point that, yes, they are officially in rebuild mode.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, you know, like a 5 or 6 win team, guys. Like, maybe not even. Like, I don't know. Last I looked, I think some of the Vegas wagering houses had them around 4.5. Like, I think, again, and I don't think that division is any great shakes, and you could catch one of those teams at the right time and beat them. But I think they have, in their own way, sort of bitten the bullet. And at least internally, I think, you know, what they've probably said to ownership is that this is going to be a step back, and this is going to be our last ride with some of these veterans. And frankly, I think extricating themselves from the Carr situation now makes sense. I mean, if he helps you win an extra game or two, what does that really matter in the long run? If he blocks you from getting a look at the quarterback you have now for it, whenever he does come back for any period of time, if he was able to come back at some point in the season, like, what is that really gaining you long term? Like, this to me is a rebuild.
Yeah, looking at the Saints quarterback room right now, you got the rookie Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, Jay Kaner, tons of inexperience right there. We're expecting, you know, Shuck to be that guy right now, at least, because we haven't seen, obviously, much, just the rookie minicamp. We got OTAs cranking up next week. But, you know, Rattler and Hainer have some experience there, but Shuck is the guy that new head coach Kellen Moore hand-selected. What have you seen out of Shuck, and what do you think he can provide for this team in his rookie year?
I mean, the evaluators that I'm close to, that I talked to about this quarterback class, were not particularly enamored with him. But look, this league has a big time problem evaluating quarterbacks. So that's not to say that they were right, or you know, that they'll be proven to be right. It was pretty clear the closer we got to the draft that these guys were not huge Shedeur Sanders fans, and the guy I heard they liked the most was Jackson Dart. And then obviously the kid from Louisville was someone that they felt like could be a starter in this league. And there's a year ago, a lot of people would have said, hey, guy you guys know very well, Sean Payton, well, he's going to look at Bo Nix for a year, and he's probably not going to like him. And it might be a step back for them. And a year from now, they might be drafting Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders or whatever. And it turns out that, well, Bo Nix looks pretty damn good. It looks really good in that guy's hands. So, I mean, if you're, you know what I mean? If you want hope, if you want to, you know, and I don't think Kellen Moore is Sean Payton, but this is obviously, he's obviously a quarterback and a quarterback guy. So, I mean, it can happen, but I think that's what this is. This is going to be all about repping him up as much as possible and trying to get a handle on, okay, is he still a developmental guy? How high is his upside? Do we think we can do better in, you know, next spring in that quarterback class? Now, I don't think, you know, Bayou Royalty is going to be in that class, because I think if you follow the Mannings, Arch, you know, everybody else has stayed until they had, like, at least two full years starting, and the Mannings stay in school. And we'll see what happens in Texas this year. But I'm not sure he's going to be a part of that quarterback class, and I'm not sure that quarterback class is going to be as glitzy as some might think. But this is what this year for me with the Saints is going to be all about. Do we think we can win with the guys in our room, and do we think we can win with them within a couple of years?
Yeah, Jason, I mean, Archie came on our station and kind of echoed those sentiments about Arch potentially not entering the 2026 NFL draft. But I want to get your thoughts, because I think this is the first time we've talked to you since the Saints actually did hire Kellen Moore. Your thoughts on him being the youngest coach in the NFL, the one thing the Saints can promise any kind of a hire, which is, I'm sure what they did with Kellen, is patience. We'll give you time to build this thing from the ground up. As you mentioned, rebuild mode. But your thoughts on Kellen as a coach and his kind of journey to becoming a first-time NFL head coach?
Yeah, I mean, he had to face some adversity, and, you know, this was someone who was kind of being anointed with the Cowboys a few years back, and he obviously had to kind of take a U-turn there, and it worked out really well in Philadelphia, and it's difficult just because I think he's walking into a tricky situation, because they put off this rebuild for so long, and they held on to some guys longer than they should have, and they probably don't have the assets there that they could have or should have around him. And, you know, look, Mickey's going to, I think, give him a long leash there and a long runway, and I think Mickey knows how to handle ownership. So I think in that regard, you know, he'll get at least 3-4 years to see this through. But it's going to be the quarterback thing is everything. And they put off for so long. And even, again, the way they kind of did it this year, they have not been willing to do something bold at that position, really, you know, since Drew started to fade. And they've passed on a lot of people. And I think that set them back. And he's going to be judged on finding a guy and cultivating that guy and winning with that guy. And if other people in the league are doing it and you're not, that's when all of a sudden the time frame starts to change. And you're passing on guys and somebody else takes them 5 spots, 12 spots later, whatever, and they go to the playoffs with them. You know, I think that's when things get real. But we're obviously a ways away from that.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Talking to Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfour right now. You talk about maybe a bold move for this team. Some fans have been speculating, should the Saints, Mickey Loomis, go out and pick up the phone and give Aaron Rodgers a call?
No.
Do you think that's a possibility, or is he kind of destined for Pittsburgh or bust?
Yeah, I don't think he honestly would even entertain that from what I've heard. Like, I think he can sell himself on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh always goes to the playoffs, Mike, you know, or at least Pittsburgh never finishes below 500. Mike Tomlin is always playing meaningful games. You know, if they do get eliminated from the playoffs, it's usually, you know, the final week or two of the season. I think it's Pittsburgh or bust. I don't think they would have any interest in him. I don't, like, you just got out of this Derek Carr thing. Why would you do that? That would just be the most counterintuitive, backwards thing. And this guy's older than Carr, and this guy's every bit the injury risk. I can't fathom what the incentive for that would be. And then for him, going to a team that's sort of that devoid of talent and is probably going to be playing as many first and second year players as anybody, that just is not – that would be an odd marriage to me. Not that he's – you know, he's an odd guy and whatever, but that would be pretty shocking. I think he'd be way more inclined – to just wait and see if a contending team loses a quarterback, which they will, and then ride in on, you know, the white knight kind of deal down the road.
Jason, going back to the draft, I wanted to get your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. because, like Steven mentioned earlier, there were a lot of folks here that are just like, oh, another offensive lineman, oh, whatever. But there was a picture that came out after Teron Armstead retired from the Dolphins. They had a picture of Drew Brees next to Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead. And those two bookend tackles that were so elite for so many years with those fantastic offenses for the Saints in the late 2010s. And I want to get your thoughts on it because Taliese Fuaga, who the Saints drafted in the first round last year, had a fantastic rookie season. And also getting and bringing in, you know, Kelvin Banks Jr. to potentially be that other bookend tackle and trying to shore up that offensive line to get back to what it was with Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk and having those bookend tackles for the next decade.
I think it's vital. And I mean, again, like we talk about, you know, Carr and coming back, like, if they and how he might feel about that offensive line, certainly, obviously, you know, pre-draft, because let's face it, they've been doing this dance with Carr for a while, and, you know, to the point of an Aaron Rodgers coming there with an unproven offensive line. But yeah, I think that's absolutely vital. And if they weren't going to be really bold and take a quarterback with that pick, and again, I'm sure they had conversations about, you know, Jackson Dart. And maybe trading down and then getting Jackson Dart or what have you. But if you weren't going to go that bold, then you really, and obviously Kellen Moore thinks like a quarterback, then you need to build the infrastructure around him. And a lot of football people would tell you, let's start with the independent positions and get to the dependent positions. Like, the offensive linemen don't need a quarterback to be good at their job, right? But the wide receivers and the tight ends and the deep threats, if the quarterback sucks, then what are you getting out of them? So, no, it makes a lot of sense to me. And obviously you could have argued for multiple positions on defense, but this team is not going anywhere anytime soon until they get a quarterback and that quarterback is put in a position to succeed. And yes, absolutely. The bookend tackles, at least one interior offensive lineman who's above replacement level, preferably I would say a center, especially with a young quarterback. I mean, that's a pretty tried and true recipe.
Jason, when you look at the NFC South, we've seen the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning it now four consecutive seasons. They still look to be the team to beat, but what's your opinion of what the Falcons have been doing and also the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, there's a world that exists where I think Michael Penix really takes a leap here. And that's not to say that Bryce Young didn't make strides. Excuse me as well, but like I think there's talent in Atlanta, and they haven't tapped fully into it. But you can't tell me that none of those kids are worth their draft billing when you start talking about the top 10 picks that they've invested. Excuse me, in skill players. So I have questions about their defense. I think we all do, and they obviously do. They do look at what they leaned into with their draft, and I don't. You know, I'm not sure they took the right pass rushers at some of those spots. We'll find out. But I do think Raheem Morris can coach a defense. So I think Atlanta has a chance to be interesting this year. And the fact that there's no quarterback controversy and there's no splitting of reps or any of that baloney, it's clearly Penix's team, I think is huge. And who knows, maybe they flip Kirk Cousins into a player. Everybody talks picks, picks, picks. Maybe they flip Kirk Cousins into a pick and a player, and maybe that player helps them in real time. Yes, I think obviously Tampa is the betting favorites. Tampa makes the most sense. But, you know, quarterbacks do get hurt. And Tampa without Baker Mayfield, I think, would be a very different scenario. And I do think Atlanta can give them a little bit of a run for their money. Carolina, I think, is still probably an offseason away.
Awesome stuff, Jason. Definitely appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low price signs are no joke. I grabbed their no antibiotics ever ground turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.